In the studio with me today is Seth O'Kegley, interim choral director of the Oak Ridge Chorus, who will be performing John Rutter's Gloria and other holiday selections this Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Oak Ridge. Thanks for coming to chat with me, Seth. Normally, I'm looking at you from behind the piano.
Yeah, that's all right. It's a little different for you to be asking me the questions instead of me asking you the questions.
It's true. In full disclosure, I am the pianist for the Oak Ridge Chorus, so Seth and I get to work together every Monday night during rehearsals. For our listeners who may not get the privilege of working with you every Monday night, tell us a little more about you, Seth. Where are you from, and how did you get into choral music? And what else do you do besides conducting the Oak Ridge Chorus?
So I grew up in Northern Virginia. I've always been a pianist, not to your caliber, of course, but I've always been a pianist. I started when I was 4 or 5, and I did piano all the way through high school. And then in high school, someone convinced me that I should accompany the choir because that's where I would meet people. And so I started accompanying the choir, and halfway through that, I thought, there's some singers in here. I could sing better then. And so I started singing to be a part of the chorus and worked my way through voice lessons and ended up singing more than I played, actually. And so I went to college at ETSU in Johnson City and studied vocal music education, working in churches the whole time as choir director. And then I moved down here to Knoxville for my master's in choral conducting here at the University of Tennessee.
Which is where we met, actually.
Uh-huh. Melanie accompanied some of the choirs that I got to sing in. And so from there, I knew that choral conducting is where I should be, and particularly in church. But community chorus has been a really great outlet for great music making as well. So happy to be there.
And speaking of church, you are also director of music at
First United Methodist Church in Oak Ridge. I'm director of music and worship there, so I work with all of the traditional choirs and traditional ensembles, and work with our pastoral team, put worship together.
And do you teach lessons there as well?
I do. We have a school of music there that offers all kinds of lessons in voice and instruments, and I teach voice and piano there.
Excellent. Well, you keep very busy.
I sure do.
Well, the name of this concert on Saturday is Gloria, and that is certainly for a reason. John Rutter's Gloria is the featured work on the program. Tell us a little bit about this piece and the orchestration that you'll be using for the performance.
Sure. So I was introduced to Rutter pretty early in my choral career with just various octavos he's done and then some other major works. And I had the privilege of singing the Gloria one of my last couple years in high school with a local church group. And I was just blown away by this piece. It was written in 1974 on a commission. This was actually one of Rutter's first American commission. So this was kind of his premiere into the American choral world. The piece is a setting of the mass text, the Gloria, and it's set in three movements. Rutter kind of followed a symphony pattern of fast, slow, fast. The first movement is sort of a upbeat, lively, fanfare, if you will, introduction. The second movement's kind of more introspective, features some beautiful organ work as well as some soloists. And then the third movement is kind of what you would expect the end of a symphony, upbeat and lively, and wraps it all back together. It ends with a mostly rule-following fugue and some contrapuntal sections, and ends in a rousing, glorious amen. And it is a really great piece and really sets us in the mood for Christmas. We're using the orchestration for 8 brass, timpani, and organ. And our organist will be Simon Ballantoy, who is the organist and choir master at St. Stephen's, and we're privileged to have him with us. So it's a big group, and it will be a wonderful time to kick off our holiday festivities.
Definitely, definitely. So what are some of the challenges of this piece? Because it's not easy.
No, it is not an easy piece. And I will say the Oak Ridge Chorus has met these challenges head on. I'll say that up front, and they're doing a wonderful job. But this piece includes a lot of interesting elements. So it's got a lot of mixed meter. Rutter likes to keep us on our toes and keep us on the edge of our seat by switching meters, sometimes every measure. So that's been a challenge to sort of work through and count through all of that. Some of the harmonies are really tight. He really likes some tight jazz harmonies. This was written in the 70s. That was a thing at that point. And Rutter has kind of carried that through most of his career. And so we've had to work really hard on these cluster chords and these out-of-nowhere harmonic changes and shifts. Mm-hmm. And then the last movement, it's just plain high. Yeah. It sits really high in the tessitura for all the voices. And so we've had to work our muscles out and get our endurance up and be able to sing all the way through the end. And so I'm excited to say I think we've done it.
And what are some of the other pieces that you'll be performing in addition to the Gloria?
Yeah, so the Gloria is on the second half of the program. The first half is just a combination of some holiday favorites, if you will. We've got some standards like Sleigh Ride, Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride. We've got a piece called Ring Those Christmas Bells by Ryan Murphy, who did the music for the show Glee. So that's a really exciting arrangement of that piece and really upbeat and energetic. And actually, Sleigh Ride may feature a special guest conductor. If you didn't know Santa Claus was a choral conductor, you'll have to come see how he works in the choral field.
I'm so excited to play with Santa.
I know. Melanie gets to accompany for Santa Claus. Not many of us have done that.
Oh, add that to my resume.
Oh, yes. Do that. Do that. And then we've got a lovely piece for Hanukkah, as well as an Appalachian Christmas tune, I Wonder as I Wonder. This is a hauntingly beautiful arrangement that features one of our very own, Miss Doris Prater, on soprano solo. And she is just singing so beautifully, and you will definitely want to hear her sing. It's just beautiful and enchanting. So we've got a great first half of the program as well.
This holiday concert is normally presented at First United Methodist Church of Oak Ridge, but this time it will be across the street at St. Stephen's Episcopal. Why the change this year?
Why the change? That's a multifaceted question, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Like we said earlier, I'm the director of music at First Methodist, and to be the director of the group and manage the building would be a lot for me in one night, so we thought moving it somewhere else might make it a little easier as far as hosting. But then also, St. Stephen's has a really great acoustical quality for this Gloria piece. The 8 brass, that's a lot of brass. Brass could overpower easily. And so this is a better space. It's got a beautiful acoustic quality to it that helps the singers and supports the sound and the blend of all of the different pieces together, as well as they have a wonderful organ. So we're happy to put that to use. So we're very grateful for St. Stephen's for hosting us, and I think it will be a great venue for this performance.
And so let's just talk a little bit about the chorus, about how many are currently in the chorus right now.
Yeah, so right now we're running about 45 or 50, somewhere in there. I don't know the exact number. And that's a pretty healthy size group for this piece. The piece was commissioned for a community group pretty similar to ours. And so I think this is a good number of voices, and we're doing pretty well with it.
And perhaps there's someone listening right now who says, I would like to sing in the Oak Ridge Chorus. Can anyone join? How do you join the Oak Ridge Chorus?
Yes, anyone can join us. We would be happy to have anyone. There is no audition process. I would love to hear you sing, not as a yes, you're in, no, you're not, but as just to see where you fit best, what section you might go in. And we would love to have anybody that has a heart for music and wants to join us in making great music together.
And last but not least, a sneak peek for the spring season. What's on the concert schedule for the chorus in the spring?
Ah, we have two really great concerts planned in the spring. So in the end of February, being a leap year, we're doing a concert for Leap Year and Light Opera, where we're going to have some solo scenes, some duets and trios on the first half, and the second half will be light opera choruses. If you've ever sung light opera, it's a lot of fun. It's great music, and you can have a whole lot of fun with it as well. And so we'll be doing that concert on February 29th. And that will be at First United Methodist in Oak Ridge. And then in May, we're joining forces with the Oak Ridge Symphony under the direction of Dan Alcott, and we will be joining them on Finlandia, the Sibelius piece. So we're looking forward to joining in with that.
Seth O'Kegley, Interim Director of the Oak Ridge Chorus, thanks so much for stopping by to talk about the upcoming holiday concert.
Thanks, Melanie. I can't wait to put it together with you on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be fun. Again, the Oak Ridge Chorus performs on Saturday, December 7th at 7:30 p.m. at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Oak Ridge. Tickets and information at orcma.org.